when a fund holding tens of billions of dollars in your stock says it won't back your leadership team because you refuse to disclose the human rights risks associated with your operations, you can drop the idea that your politics are invisible. The fund is voting against the reappointment of the chief executive of Microsoft, voting against his pay package, and voting for a human rights resolution that management doesn't want anywhere near their AGM. They don't need to say the word Israel for everyone to understand what this is all about. The entire demand for disclosure sits on the reality that Microsoft systems have been tied to the Israeli military's surveillance of Palestinians, and the fund doesn't want the reputational cost of being associated with a company that can't account for its exposure. Norway's Council of Ethics would have a field day. And the ethics really do matter in Norway. This is the most powerful institutional investor in the world applying formal pressure on a company it would have every financial incentive to protect if they were devoutly capitalist, but ethics matter more to them. Therefore, you can see what's going on here. They've calculated that the risk from Microsoft's relationship with Israel is now greater than the cost of publicly challenging the board. That's a serious shift, isn't it? Because these funds normally prefer quiet diplomacy behind the scenes. At the moment they take things public, it means the internal warnings weren't enough, and they now need to be seen taking a position. It also signals something else. The assumption that Israel's contracts are politically safe has collapsed. Investors understand that the Gaza genocide allegations have moved the boundary of what counts as acceptable corporate behaviour, and no fund wants to be caught holding shares in a company accused of enabling surveillance that fed into lethal targeting.